That's correct. And I would urge everybody to take a very close look at their ER and PR negative patients, because unfortunately, pathology in the United States has really not kept pace in terms of quality control the way it used to be. In the old days, we had little powders that used to be sent around by Jim Whitliff to all the laboratories in the country so that everybody knew how to do dextran-coated charcoal estrogen receptors. But now everybody and his mother and brother are doing immunohistochemistry. And anecdotally, I can tell you that it started out in our office with one patient where clinically it just didn't look like the patient should be ER and PR negative. And so we sent the slides to Dr. Allred at Baylor, who is an acknowledged world's expert in this area, and lo and behold, it came back positive. And not just weakly positive, but strongly positive. And so we sent a second, we sent a third. Finally, we sent 30 specimens, all read as estrogen and progesterone receptor negative by immunohistochemistry in a broad array of laboratories. And we had 30% of those that turned out to be positive. And one case in point, a young woman who had been treated with chemotherapy after chemotherapy for metastatic disease over the space of 2 years on massive doses of pain medications, who for the past 3 years has been manipulated with hormones based on a reappraisal of her hormone receptor status and doing beautifully in control of her hormone-dependent breast cancer.
I guess what's even scarier is that maybe the relapse could have been prevented if she'd gotten adjuvant hormonal therapy. The same thing happened, she didn't get adjuvant hormones?
That could very well be. And that brings us back to our conundrum.
Before we get more into that, in terms of this issue of quality control, how much is the technical performance of the assay as opposed to defining what the limit for ER positivity is? You know, it seems like it's kind of washed out that any amount of staining now is considered positive. How much of it is sort of the bar for positivity? How much is it technically doing the
I think it gets both. I think that there are technical problems in some laboratories, and I think that there are cutoff problems in other laboratories. And what the oncologist gets is a piece of paper, and the piece of paper says negative and negative, and they may not even look at the cutoff values used. And that then becomes graven in stone in the very busy oncologist's mind that this patient is hormonally non-responsive. So we don't take that at face value in any patient in our practice.
So does that mean you're sending out all your ER, PR negative tumors for, quote, second opinions?
No, not really. There are certain laboratories where we feel very comfortable, but if we don't know the laboratory or if there is anything suggestive that, for instance, in the metastatic disease setting, that the patient with a long disease-free interval comes in and is said to be ER and PR negative, we strongly doubt that, and so we send it off. So it's judgmental. You can't send off every single specimen for retesting.